This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Kate Daly is going to be taking over here in 5 minutes. But, ladies and gentlemen, I have to come on here and tell you something. It shouldn't be a surprise. I'm kind of the same way in my media consumption, and I've been in media for almost 20 years now, hard to believe, even though I'm young. Spent the majority of my life in media. And so I understand when Alex is out, a lot of people aren't tuning in. And when Alex is out, a lot of people aren't going to InfoWarsStore.com to support us. And so Alex tends to go see those numbers down. And I won't say panics, but, has the response you might expect, because we've been real close to things not being so good. And once we finally look like, hey, maybe we're going to be in an operational capacity now, and then he takes off and it's like, ooh, are we sliding down again? So, folks, don't forget about InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about PrepareToday.com. I wish I could promote our air filters right now, but unfortunately, because of the Biden economy, they're not making them anymore. And so I'm not sure if we're ever going to have another run of air filters. Biden's economy, you can't even get the supplies, let alone get them transferred because it's so expensive now. But you can still get the air filters. So if you do have an Alexa Pure Breeze system, you can still get the air filters. This is very important for people to know at preparetoday.com, because I'm sure a lot of people out there like me that have the Alexa Pure Breeze in their house know about, I change mine about every 8 months, maybe sometimes a little bit sooner, maybe sometimes a little bit later, just depending on the season, I guess. But you can still get the replacement filter, so important, at preparetoday.com, where we've sourced out the best storable foods for the best prices at preparetoday.com. So that's really the most important thing there, preparetoday.com. Get your emergency food. But there's also supplies for air filtration, water filtration, other emergency supplies. We just wanted to give you a one-stop shop, because you're watching the Democrats and the globalists destroy this country, the Great Reset happening. You're thinking, well, what can I do for insurance for me and my family? What can I do to make sure in case there's a food crisis that I'm taking care of? And so we gave you the site, preparetoday.com. It's the one-stop shop to get prepared for the Biden collapse. But I was showing this earlier, folks, and I just sent you guys the image so we can put the shot on the screen. These are my air filters, okay? Guys, zoom out a little bit there so we can get the full shot. These are my air filters. The one on the right, now, understand, I live alone, okay? So I'm just one person. Nobody smokes. There's no smokers. I don't have any pets, so no cats or dog hair or anything like that. Just me. And I also have two others. So there's three of these things running in my house. I just replaced one of them, the filter in one of them. Folks, look at that. I mean, aside from me sitting here and promoting a great product that funds the operation, I mean, look at that. That's in my house over 8 months. How is the air in my house so dirty? Nobody smokes. I live alone. I don't even have house guests, let alone pets. Folks, look at that. I mean, that is a story in and of itself. But the stories are already out there. They tell you the average U.S. home, the air in the average U.S. home is as polluted as the air in major metropolitan areas. So, folks, get your air filters at preparetoday.com, because you don't want to be having that dirty air filter that you see on the right. That was 8 months of use. I obviously replaced it with the clean one on the left, so I'll get another 8 months out of that. But you don't want to be breathing in that air. And most of the time, the filters won't even work if your filter is that clogged up. So just incredible, though. Get your replacement filter at preparetoday.com. While you're there, looking at emergency food supplies, looking at emergency supplies, get your replacement filters as well, folks. I mean, is that not stunning, for real? Is that not absolutely stunning to see how polluted the air in my house was? I couldn't believe it, folks. And I don't live downtown. I mean, I got a small little neighborhood with plenty of trees and everything around my house. And I was just, but it happens every time. Every time I replace that filter, I'm just stunned at how polluted the air in my house is. You wouldn't believe it unless you saw it. And there it is. So, folks, whether it's that or all the big sales happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com, like the immune support sale, 60% off immune support products at InfoWarsStore.com in a package, or just your favorite supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Your support at InfoWarsStore.com keeps us on the air. Kate Daly takes over now. I'll be back hosting the War Room. I'll see you in an hour.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar, and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done, and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Hi, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Kate Daly from katedalyradio.com. So glad to be with you today. It's the summer. I love the summer, right? And so today we're going to be talking about summer lies. And boy, do I have some great info for you. You want to find real gas without ethanol in it? You want to find out what it's doing to our engines? You want to find out all about these fake arrests and, of course, the destruction of our food supply? Yeah, great topics. I love lies during the summer. Said no one ever. When I was coming into work, I was listening to the radio and there was a song from 1982 and it brought me right back to that year, right? And, that was high school for me. And I just remember just thinking, you know, you went to parties and went to the beach. I grew up in California. Anyway, and I did all these things and wow, things have changed. Wow. So we have so many lies that I only could pull a couple. And honestly, that's where we're kind of at right now. What are we being lied to? And I want to talk about sunscreen. I want to talk about skin cancer and some things that might surprise you, I think. Also, when we started out, of course, our summer for 2022, we started out with a set of arrests, right, from the Patriot Front group. Okay. And so I do want to talk about that. I just came off a week of camping. It's like an exercise in homelessness. I'm really good at it. No, I'm not. I'm not really good at it, but I love it. And it's really nice to get away, get into the mountains, just get away from all the junk. Seriously, it'll do a body good, but just like milk, right? It'll do a body good. I highly recommend going on vacation. But while I was gone, we had this silly arrest, this whole setup with the Patriot Front group. And of course you had matching outfits, matching gaiters, matching hats, matching khakis, U-Haul Transpo. You know, when you look at real patriots, when you understand who real patriots are, it's like herding cats. It's very difficult to get two people to even wear the same t-shirt, let alone matching outfits all the way head to toe. The people that design these groups, whether it's feds or whether it's straight up liberal communist globalists, you have a section of society that paints everything like they paint themselves. So make these groups kind of look like a soft Antifa. And that's the problem, is we're all going, yeah, that's not how we operate. What we really need to do in this country is point out the obvious on groups like this, right? They're well-funded. Somebody's at the helm. When was the last time you were invited to a neighborhood party for the Patriot Front? I'm guessing you weren't. And so these groups are a little bit more exclusive, right? And whether they're taking really naive people and trying to set them up, or whether these people are in on it, I do have to say, we either get the matching mini ISIS. Remember ISIS with the matching outfits and Toyota trucks, the white outfits they would never wear over in the Middle East. And then we get this, or we get the feds, the moronic feds, the power hungry feds dressed up with their matching sunglasses and the long shorts with the t-shirts, and they stand out and they look ridiculous, but they love to follow orders. So they're going to go do whatever they're told to do. So that's the kind of thing that they paint us to be. although the majority of the country really isn't that. So I just wanted to point out that they have new groups like National Action Task Force, all these different groups, the NATF, right? Pennsylvania Avenue, right there in Washington, D.C. I always like it when I'm a patriot and I go to the groups that are funded and warehoused in Washington, D.C. It just screams, it came from natural sources, right? Wrong. So these state general assemblies, I'd be really careful about being hoodwinked into these types of groups, because the minute you really start to organize, then you have to ask yourself, who's at the helm, who's funding it? And of course, I know I'm preaching to the choir right now. I know you all know this. And as ridiculous as these people look, whether they're being played or they're in on it, it's just a sad commentary on our nation that these are the people that design these groups. And I love it when they say they're not part of corporate government, but they're just investigators working with the FBI to help us. Sure, I totally believe that. Don't you? Yes, over in naive land, we all believe it. So this stuff is getting easier to spot. These groups are ridiculous looking. And anyway, I had a friend go over and interview them, and my friend Todd, and he said, you know what? These groups, these aren't the guys. These aren't the hateful guys, okay? These are guys basically either being warped into this or used, you know, or set up. So, you know, any way you go, somebody's at the helm doing this. All right. So I want to talk a little bit about sunscreen to you, because I am a person that has had many cancers removed, right? Pre-cancers removed, all kinds. And so my whole life, I grew up at the beach and I stuck out because I was so pale, dark hair. Here's all my friends. They look like, you know, Barbies. And here I am on the beach. So, of course, very burnt all the time. But as I was on vacation and I was watching kids get slathered up, and I mean slathered and gassed with sunscreen moms, they honestly, they were inhaling it. I was really kind of fearful for these kids. But I thought, you know, there's something very wrong with this whole industry, because as I was starting to look back at the rates and the numbers, something really stuck out to me. And that was, they started regulating and kind of putting it out there and saying that you need it, and it was recommended that we should start taking the sunscreen products, right? And every time we were in the sun. And I find it interesting that in our whole evolution of personhood, we spent more time in the fields and had 95% farmers. 95% of us were farmers and ranchers and everything else about 100 years ago. So I find it kind of interesting that all along we were, the rate for sun cancer was actually really low, skin cancer, really, really, really low. And it stayed low up until the 70s, right about the time that they started recommending sunscreen. And sunscreen has a lot of different ingredients in it. And parents out there are basically gassing their kids. And as the kid tries to turn around, the kid's so desperate to go in the pool, he'll do anything. So if the mom is slathering him up and then spraying him and then slathering and then spraying, this poor kid gets into the water, right? And this kid's got all these chemicals on him all day long. Now, I'm not an EPA. I can't stand the EPA. I think they're a total joke. But the EPA came out and they said these things were safe. Yeah. Okay. Everybody says they're safe. The FDA, it's actually classified as a drug. Everybody says these are safe for the environment. They're totally safe. And I'm not an environment nut. But what I did notice was, as the rates of cancer increased, it went from like 1 in 100,000. Okay. When we were all out in the sun enjoying ourselves, and granted, we were wearing a lot more clothes because, you know, going around half naked really wasn't, you know, the thing to do. But at the same time, we did spend a lot of time in the sun. And so it went from 1 in 100,000 all the way up to about 43 in 100,000. That's a lot. And I noticed that in some of the states like Florida and Arizona, it was actually, the rates are actually, they're not super high. Okay. Kind of interesting, because you have a lot of sun in these areas. But I also noticed along the way that I had cancers in places that the sun wasn't, Well, how could that be? So a lot of people have questions about these things. And I would have to say, go back to the rates of cancer when it exploded. And that was in the 70s when they said, you know, start using sunscreen. Also, zinc oxide, a lot of benzene. That was the chemical responsible, they said, for causing skin cancer, right? Also, they had a couple of different ones, actually. There's like a list of these, and you can do your own research, but oxybenzone, all of these different things inside these sunscreens are actually really toxic, and they think they're actually causing cancers. Are we doing things to actually cause cancer, thinking that we're blocking out the ultraviolet? So you should be spending about at least 20 to 30 minutes in the sun without anything on you. And as you start to get a little pink, maybe get out of the sun or get a hat. But I don't think I'd slather myself up with chemicals anymore. I think it's causing more cancer than we think. And that's coming from somebody who has actually had skin cancers removed. I'm just saying you might want to watch it a little bit. And get some good, good vitamin D. This is the time to do it. This is the window. I'll be right back. I'm Kate Daly for the Alex Jones Show. Be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. So glad to be with you. I hope you're actually having a fun summer despite the crap fest that we're living under. It's interesting. I saw De Niro, 4'2" De Niro. I saw him on TV saying that Biden was just doing the best he could do. King Fraudlot's doing the best he can do with the situation. You mean the one he created? Oh, yeah. Anyway, I go back to summer lies because we're told so many, and I actually had to pick a few because it's that many, it's that bad. But ask yourself this question, as I was just talking about sunscreen. If sunscreen helps, why didn't the cancer rate ever come down? Why did it just keep going up? Because in the press, all they ever do is say, oh, we've extended the life of skin cancer patients. They live 5 years longer, or the ones that ones back in the 70s wouldn't have lived as long as they do now because of pharmakia. I just call it pharmakia. Might as well just go right to sorcery. But anyway, pharmakia. Isn't that interesting? So why didn't it help? If everybody thinks it helps and everybody's standing there with their ginormous can of sunscreen, why didn't the rate ever go down? Because it really hasn't. It's only gone up. And if it's only gone up since the 70s when they started recommending it, I think somebody needs to make some sort of correlation. And they are. Dr. Mercola, one of my favorites, he talked about the fact that the Cancer Society has been bought by cosmetics giants like Neutrogena for $200,000 with the supposed goal of helping to educate the public about the importance of sunscreen. But in reality, it's just a marketing ploy for Neutrogena, which will help them increase their sunscreen sales by millions. This is how it works. Isn't that sad? They get to even put the ACS logo on their advertising because they can say, well, you know, because of the agreements they made, really for profit, we're the ones that get stung. And in 2014, they came out and they said Consumer Reports advised parents to avoid spraying their kids up with sunscreen because you know the motto, less is more. No, more is more. More is more. And they're spraying their kids continuously through the day, too. Maybe not so smart. Maybe just spend a little less time outside. But when you are outside, get some actual vitamin D in your system. Our vitamin D levels are really low. And we also had a vaccination program in America that started in the 70s. Interesting. So as our immune systems were going in the tanker, right, we have all of these different kinds of cancers shooting up. Wonder if there's a correlation. Interesting. All right, let's talk about ethanol for just a moment, because everybody's noticing that, A, you go to the gas station, the gas doesn't really smell strong like gas used to. You aren't getting the mileage you used to. Why is that? Well, Eric Peters Autos, I love Eric because he's a libertarian and a car expert, and I've had him, I've actually interviewed him before, and he's amazing. But he was answering this question to somebody who was asking him about the watered-down ethanol that we seem to love in our country now. No, no one loves it, actually. No, just the Fraudulot administration, and who's behind Fraudulot, decided that they wanted to implement a very high level of ethanol that isn't so good for our cars. So older cars, he said, like yours or mine, were built before the government began to adulterate gas and water down its energy content with ethanol. And when you put E10, 90% gas, 10% ethanol, in a tank like yours, and now it's 15%, okay, you're feeding it a lean fuel mixture. And the only way to correct this is to rejet the carburetor and stop using E10 or find an unadulterated gas. Good advice. He also says another problem with ethanol in older vehicles designed before it became common common practice, you know, to water it down, is that alcohol is very, very corrosive. And I had this suspicion because, you know, it takes like 20, 25 years for people to catch on to new ideas. How long did it take us to get computers in our homes? About 25 years. Okay. We're not very quick on the uptake. It took a decade to get people even into Facebook. Okay. Even to check it out because everybody started going there, but it takes a significant amount of time. But they really want their asinine electric cars to become the car, right? And they do want to get rid of an entire industry. But how do you do that when everyone has cars? Do you just ruin them? That would make it a lot faster, right? And there's no way, right, to fix that because all of the gas, not all. So I'm going to give you a website to go to get gas that has not been watered down with ethanol, and you can find a gas station near you that hasn't done it yet and save your car. Because cars like yours and mine and others made, you know, before the mid late, you know, 1890s, he says, do not have fuel systems designed to safely handle alcohol doused gas. It ruins the carburetor parts. It ruins plastic parts. It really, really, really ruins a lot of different things. And so the steel fuel tanks and the lines are really vulnerable to internal corrosion, and the rust flakes will eventually flake off and go downstream right into your carburetor. So rubber parts, accelerator pumps, rubber fuel lines. He says, get a new fuel pump right now. He says, if you haven't replaced it, get a new one right now, because it's probably ruining the seal, he's pretty sure. And then also just maybe update some of the parts. He's replaced some of the parts in his own cars. And you can find out more at Eric Peters Motors. But I absolutely love him because he gave out a website called pure-gas.org. pure-gas.org. And this website helps you find gas pumps in your area, in your city, and by the state that actually have gas that is not infused at this high level of ethanol that we're having to deal with now. And you probably noticed you're not getting the mileage. One thing the people in my family noticed is, yeah, the mileage was way down. You're not getting out of a tank of gas what you would normally get. And so we had the mandates coming forth after the induction of the EPA in the 70s. You guys realize that was all built on a lie, right? Now, a 1966 oil spill that was cleaning up itself, right? Basically, within 5 years, would have cleaned up itself. They took that event off the shore of California and turned that into a 10,000 person at the start EPA that it only took them 6 months to put into place because they'd already had it ready to go. Government moves really fast when they want to. When they want to build a wall, but they don't want to build a wall, they never build a wall. But when they want to start a 10,000 group EPA to regulate the hell out of us, nah, it's Dunsky. So, yeah, great. Anyway, so the EPA did the renewable fuel standard back in 78, and this is what started to force ethanol into the fuel supply. They knew they were going to ruin vehicles. They knew it. So go get gas where you can and where you can still buy 100% gasoline. You'll get more mileage. It'll be better on your car. And the website again was pure-gas.org. I think it's really helpful to know these things because right now, as we fight back on all of this garbage and the definite implosion of our country under globalist communists, let's be real, globalist communist rule, we have to know how to fight back and what to do to save ourselves and our neighbors. And so, you know what? This is one way that we can really get on board and actually do something to help right now, every single day. There's a lot more we can do because the fight's going to look very, very different on a lot of different landscapes as we move forward. It's not going to look like Patriot Front, I'll tell you that much. It's not going to look like that. Be a little more stealthy. Be a little more underground because these people really want to gaslight us out. I'll be right back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. Don't go anywhere. I have so much more to give you on summer lies.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning, certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. So happy to be joining you today. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for this hour, and we're talking about summer live. And I mean some whoppers, some things we've never had to deal with in the past. I know you're kind of craving like the summers from the 70s and the 80s, right? Right about now? I am. I know. I seriously am. It's tough. And it's tough to see, as I was just talking about, like the renewable fuel standard, you're not going to see Republicans go up against this. I am a Republican. I'm a registered Republican in my state. But I know what a farce it is. I know that we have two parties working for the destruction of America right now. I mean, let's be honest, right? They're not going to do anything about it. This is why every single bad law, every single thing that they try to do, okay, never gets taken away. In 120 years, we've never, ever seen government when Party A or Party B's in, and Party A or Party B is the good guy or the bad guy. When good guy or bad guy gets in, they don't reverse anything that the other team put into place. They just complain a lot and use a lot of scapegoats. But you're not going to see anything happen. Just like you're not going to see our dear Republicans go, ooh, election fraud. Or, hey, the economy. Or, hey, gas prices. Everyone puts their head in the sand, gets their paycheck probably from pharma, and then goes to sleep and tells you they're working hard. I always love that phrase. I'm working hard. No, you're not. You're just taking a paycheck to shut up. That's what you're doing. So we have that. And then we also have those arrests that we talked about. The arrests. Why the arrests? Why do they want that? They want to be able to paint a picture of us. They want to be able to January 6 us. And that is to trump up charges, right? And to make it look like we're the violent thugs, like Antifa, like a soft Antifa. Problem is that we're not. So they have to lie to do it. They actually have to create groups to do it. And that's my message for all of the groups from the feds and from the CIA that have to put out lies in order to entrap people. How sad are they? What treasonous little thugs are they that have to lie to entrap? Sick. It's a sick game they're playing. Problem is they don't realize they're subject to the same government that they're helping to create and empower. That's the problem. So I also had an audience member ask me, you know, what is it? Why aren't people fighting? Good question. What does that fight look like, though? We had to have a physical fight in order to get this land, in order to get the United States. But that doesn't always mean that everything has to be done that way. We already have the Constitution. We already have this country. So what does the fake fight, or what does the fight mean now? Not fake fight, but what does the fight mean now? It doesn't mean fake fighting. It means real fighting, but in a much stealthier way. Are you preparing for what's coming? Are you basically taking steps to ensure that your family can eat, have a vehicle, have gas? Have all of these things? Are you ensuring that? Are you basically setting forth a people's reset? Not their great rate reset, no, but the people's reset. Somebody asked me, you know, why all the companies are jumping on board for the June-a-thon of, I call it the June-a-thon, go Sodom, you know, basically month, okay? And I said, because that's how they're going to get money in the future. In the Great Reset, in order to have money as a company, in order to get loans, in order to get all these things, you have to sign on. You have to absolutely sign on and say that you will be all for inclusion, all for equality, even though equality looks really weird, not the kind of equality you're thinking. And if they don't go Sodom, if they're not all on board, they don't get to maybe bank in the future. Maybe they can't process payments. Maybe they can't get loans. Maybe they can't grow. So everybody's going all in on paper and making it look like, hey, our company is all in. Man, we are going to toe the line. Because we never saw companies do that before. They never got politically agendized before. But now it's in the Great Reset, it's all for the cash. So they have to look like they're doing this. Just like, you know, it's funny. It's like, it reminds me of the Iowa governor, right? What a mess, hot mess. Basically a couple of months ago saying, hey, we're going to offer gasoline with higher blends of ethanol. We're going to boost the state's biofuels industry. That's interesting. And tout a cheaper fuel option. That's how it was presented in the press. Okay. But the law also includes tax credits. Money, for higher blends of ethanol for pushing this on your customers. How sad is that? They also said it would tweak Iowa's renewable fuel infrastructure program to provide more generous cost sharing. That means people are getting a paycheck. For smaller gas stations that want to use the state grant program. Here, little city, have some cash to further this agenda. It's how it's always done. And we all know this, right? If you're watching InfoWars and you watch the Alex Jones Show, you know this. I'm preaching to the choir. A lot of people out there don't know it because they can't see what's coming. The art of being an American is to be able to see what's coming and to prepare for it and to be able to fight it effectively. Okay? If these people are constantly outed if all of the election fraud is outed, if these things are constantly put into the light, it's a great way to fight what's happening. They have a lot of minions that have to carry out the plans in order for them to work, and they have to do it for a paycheck. So small businesses should be saying no to these grants, no to these strings. That's a great way to fight this system that they want to implement, these globalist communists. Okay? If we don't do that, then we're suckered in. If we keep wearing a mask two and a half years later, like a total moron, we are suckering into that. We're saying, yeah, we believe you. We're in fear, even though no one around us is dropping dead. We're in fear, so we continue to wear the mask. Every single time we go along with this agenda, every single time we play along and act like we believe in it, it gives them power and strength. And then more people jump on. But it can also work in the reverse, too. And the people need to have their own reset. So right now, as you're preparing, are you basically storing up batteries for your car, spark plugs, brake rotors? Are you working on getting sets of tires put aside? All of those things right now, besides food storage, I would absolutely work on. I would also go into Alex Jones' store and buy the supplements in bulk. Because with winter coming and with the fall coming, the summer is a great time to get it right now before all the shortages really start to kick in. And then it's really hard to get all kinds of things, right, on our shelves. So right now, as everyone's trying to vacation and they're trying to get on the airplanes because there's no masks, what a joke, we need to be preparing. And this is a great lesson that's learned. You know, we have all of these different food companies going by the wayside, Smithfield's, JBS Foods, it's China owned. Okay. And all of a sudden they're closing up stock, closing up shop. And they're also not buying calves to stock the feedlots. What does that translate to? That translates to this time next year, not having the food or having the food be so expensive you can't eat it. That's a problem. Right now, it's already expensive enough that you can't afford a lot of things. Can you imagine what it's going to be like this time next year? Because right now, they're not preparing. They're not doing things to have that food supply keep coming the way it's been coming. So with JBS Foods closing up shops in different areas, with local kill plants are hard to start up because you have to have FDA approval. That's not coming easily down the pike, right? So we have a lot of problems in this area. We also have, if you look back to 2019, they had 10 incidences of fires. Now, 10 fires in a year, okay, I could go with that. I could say, yeah, that's a coincidence for the coincidence theorists out there. That's a coincidence. Almost 100 now? 99? Something's wrong. That's planned. You and I both know it. It's planned. The destruction of our food supply comes from a lot of excuses and scapegoating and lies. But that's all King Fraud-A-Lot knows, right? King Fraud-A-Lot and his little group of cronies that are really running the show. Because you and I both know that Biden can't complete a sentence. So basically, you should be preparing not only for food storage, but toiletries, car parts, all the things you will not be able to get this time next year. Start preparing right now and start kind of fighting this in that way, making sure make friends with a farmer and make friends with a mechanic. I promise you it'll do you some good. I'm Kate Daly for the Alex Jones Show. I will be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. So glad you're tuned in today, and hopefully we're all learning something together. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com, and I do a daily show, and I'm wrapped in all these headlines every day. There was a headline, curiously, that just came out. I can't make this up. This was on Yahoo, of all places. So mainstream as they get. Biden to unveil plan for next pandemic while seeking $88 billion in funds. Next pandemic. I'm sorry, who's trying to come after us? Who's trying to do that to us? They never name the enemy. Ever. Isn't that interesting? Already planning, putting it out in the press. Oh, yes, we're going to have another one. We didn't even have the first one. Remember, no cemetery was ever built in the year 2020. Or added on to. Oh, I thought we had 500,000 extra. Oh, yeah. Not allowed to say that. Okay. Biden to unveil plan for next pandemic. Neat. Anyway, so how do you fight it? Because we were just talking about what kind of fight. So I think people think it's either got to be a violent fight in the streets or it's got to be, or people are doing nothing. But I don't agree with that. I think there's a lot of people trying to really fight for the mind right now, because I think that's what's under assault. Right now, if people were exposing their government like they should be and realizing who the enemy is, and honestly, isn't that why talk shows exist? We're trying to point out who the enemy is over and over and over again. Okay? Because too many people love and believe their government, even though in history that's never worked out well. Remember the Haldimore? Created food crisis? Yeah. Starved to death. So it's never worked out well. But there's a kind of fight right now, because we have the Constitution already in place, because we have this country, that we need to nail, that we're going to be responsible for doing. And that is the war for the mind. So there's so many lies that are being told right now. And as the enemy isn't named, right? But we know who the enemy is. It's interesting how the messages are getting really screwed up. Let me give you an example. My son, one of my sons, is an armed robber. Really, really, I mean, he's just going after banks left and right. A total armed robber. Okay? And he loves it. It's exhilarating. And it also makes him kind of sad, though. Yeah. Makes him kind of sad because he knows. I mean, I taught him right from wrong. And I taught him the good book. And he knows better, right? So I taught him right and wrong. But now I'm kind of figuring that I need to be one of those parents that worries that all of a sudden, if I don't go along with him being an armed robber, that I need to get on board. I need to actually promote it. I need to say, yes, I'm on board. Be an armed robber. It's amazing. Now, I know it's not amazing, but I'm going to say it's amazing. I'm going to tell you it's amazing. I'm going to lie to my kid. I'm going to say, yeah, it'll bring you lots of happiness in your life. It's awesome. It's interesting because as a parent, I used to be able to teach right from wrong, and my kids never worried if I loved them or not. You did it in a really loving, kind way. Nobody ever said you had to be mean about it. You just teach. But for some reason, we're to a place right now where everything goes. Chuck the Ten Commandments out the window. Let's just go to one commandment. It's called don't hurt people's feelings. And that will suffice. And so I thought, you know what? I should join groups that love armed robbery. And I should just be all on board. And I mean all on board. I should have banners that say, I love armed robbery. I love it. And you can come to my house and tell me you're an armed robber. I'm not going to do anything about it. Ever. I'm not even going to tell you it's great. Those Ten Commandments can be really, really pesky. They can get in the way. So much easier if I go about the route of just saying everything goes. Remember when Christ taught everything goes? Everything goes and just don't hurt feelings? Oh, yeah, that's right. He didn't do that. So here's the deal. There are a lot of messages out there that are problematic because they twist what's going on. They twist it. And so when I'm looking at the world and I'm seeing this month of June and I'm seeing all the things that we're having to deal with right now, I see a lot of really good Christians, really good people, all of a sudden jump on board the train that everybody seems to be getting on for a very small fraction of society that are armed robbers. Okay. But they're all aboard the train and they're all aboard the, you know what? Let's just go with anything goes. And whatever choice you make, child, is completely incredible. You're awesome. Right. And the thing we need the most right now is parenting. I realize that. But I think let's just jump aboard, right? Let's just make it happen. Let's just go all in for nothing ever being wrong, everything being okay. And when I say wrong, I mean, there are things I think that bring a lot of happiness and things that might people might really struggle with when they're engaged in certain things. And I feel like as a society, we're sort of caving when we need all hands on deck. We need you more than ever before to be the person in that room that says, there's things that are right, there's things that are wrong, and there's things that might not bring you the kind of happiness you're looking at, but still love you, but I'm still here to teach. I'm still here to teach you. And I think one of the things we're going to run up against is a lot more people kind of caving to this world and what's happening in it. And when you wonder why America became the America we have right now, why our morals and values just don't seem to matter anymore as a nation, once we lose that completely, we're not America anymore. We're not this country, because the country isn't about a piece of land. It's about what we stand for and who we stand up for. isn't it? That's what I was always taught. So when the world is starting to cave and they're starting to go with these messages, what I find the most interesting is you have a situation where it starts out as one thing and then becomes another, a totally different thing. And they use it as a Trojan horse to try to get in and then present all kinds of things. There was an event in my state, and this event was done on the notion for gay pride. The most interesting part about this, though, was that it wasn't that. It was people putting Satan blood on people and, you know, the exposed breasts and the twerking in front of kids and the total debauchery. And I thought, when did it go into that? Because there's so many people that aren't okay with that. They're not okay with that at all. But when did it segue into that? And when did that become okay? I don't know. I know as a nation that when we seek to do good and when we seek to understand who to honor and who not to honor, that it's pretty clear what happens to us as a people. Am I right? So we need to be really careful about the messages. I see parents that cease to be parents. I see parents that are so afraid. They're so afraid to stand up that they become the friend mom. I call them froms. They're like a friend mom. They're no longer a mom. You go to your parents because you expect them to not lose their values and not lose their morals and to maybe be that guide, you know, that guiding force in your life. The ones that'll tell you sometimes when, hey, that might not be the best path for you. But it seems like nowadays we're kind of going all in on anything goes, because if you choose it, honey, you are remarkable. No matter what you choose, it's amazing. Haven't you heard that over and over again? My child's amazing. What did he do? Nothing. He's just amazing. If that's parenting in America, something's wrong. And I'm seeing more of it this summer. For some reason, I've been a lot of places this summer. And let me just tell you, I'm noticing this more and more and more. Parents ceasing to be parents. Parents stop holding the line. They stop teaching and they say anything goes, knowing it's not true. Because as you can see in society, right, you understand when things aren't right with somebody, the depression, the sadness. And instead of looking at the depression and the sadness that things might be causing somebody, what do? We just say the answer is in, oh, they just need more love, instead of being honest with them. I vote we go back to honesty. I vote that we go back to some morals and values as a country. And I vote that parents start to be parents again and start to be honest with their kids and toe that line. We need all hands on deck. We can't lose who we are to a bunch of lies. We're told enough lies, right? And so let's stand up for something important. Let's, you know, stand up with conviction. It's not a bad thing. And you can do it with love. But stand up. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for The Alex Jones Show. So glad to be with you. And I hope that some of this helped you as far as kind of looking at the summer and deciphering through the many, many lies that we're told, because we're told so many. These are the ones I picked today. But it's been really great spending some time with you.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.